I feel like we need something right here.
Like what?
To cover my stomach.
You're fat.
Ah, damn it.
Plain and simple.
Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
Oh, we're starting?
Are we?
Are we?
Sound like shit.
We'll fix it. I was just practicing. Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
Welcome to the society.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, so we visited Blind Lady Ale House in Normal Heights, San Diego. So the reason we visited this is because we put up a poll on Instagram. Wait. What?
I was supposed to ask why we visited, and you're not even going to let me chime in?
No. No.
Where did we go, and why?
Blind Lady Ale House in Normal Heights, San Diego.
That's cool. We went to Blind Lady
Ale House.
Ale House, yes. Yeah. I knew that.
Did you?
Absolutely.
You didn't sound like it.
I know everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know where the fourth hole is?
There's a fourth hole?
Google it.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
All right. So a couple weeks ago, we put up a poll on Instagram asking people if we should visit tap rooms. And the people voted that, yeah, the majority even voted that we should visit tap rooms. So that's what we did today. But on a side note,
it wasn't just a tap room.
It's a pizzeria.
They brew their own beer.
Well, they do, but they only brew like what? Three?
Three.
Three of their own brew. Yeah.
Tres. That's three more than all the other tap houses.
Yeah.
Can you stop pointing at my microphone? I know where it is.
Yeah, but you keep like speaking away from it. Like you gotta make love to it. Get up close to it.
I'm not sucking dick tonight, fool. I'm not.
Like that.
Yeah, like that.
Well, whatever.
See, that's born right there.
Huh?
Be enthused about it.
You want me to like gag?
If you male or female, if you suck dick, be enthused about it. You know, show a little spirit.
That's how we're starting the podcast today. We're talking about sucking dick.
If you do it, be enthused about it.
And
vice versa. If you eat carpet, I'm going there.
Carpet.
If you go that route, be enthused.
Be enthused.
Eat it like you're hungry.
At worst case scenario, you're going to floss your teeth.
Yeah, it's no harm. I mean, come on. Just be a go-getter. Don't be like...
Dude, all right, beer.
So we went back to beer.
Where did we go?
I'm a little tipsy.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Bring you back to reality, Beer Belly Society.
Okay, so before we get to the beer, it's the end of the year.
It's the end of the year.
Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. So this
What does that mean for us?
You know what? 2022 has been different from years prior in my life.
100%.
I never thought going into 2022 thinking that we're going to start a podcast.
We started in January.
Well, we...
It's been a year.
Officially, we started like...
January.
We did start late January. So almost a year of doing this podcast.
Almost. We're like 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Thank you for all your listeners who... It's been dedicated to listen to us. We
appreciate you.
We do.
You don't even know.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry. But
I was telling Angel that if all the listeners that listen to us on our podcast were in the same house, they wouldn't fit in this house.
He did say that. He's more of an optimist than I am.
100%.
But you know what, though? We stuck to it. And we're going to continue to do it. We have big plans for 2023. We're going to expand a little bit.
A lot of ideas.
Yeah, we have a ton of ideas. And we're
hopefully fine. Y'all like them.
Yeah, so we're going to execute a lot of them. Like we did Beer Belly Society Does Denver. We're going to hopefully travel to other cities and do some wild ideas. And hopefully you guys like it. And hopefully we get more listeners, more followers, and yeah, I mean,
more Patreons. We need Patreons, people.
I mean, like, 2022, it's been good to us, but we're hoping that 2023 will be better. So, thank you. Back to the beer.
So, I would like to jump right into what beer we got and why we got it. And, like, can I just start drinking?
Go for it. I mean, like,
what did we get?
All right, so over there, real quick. So we got Frosted Tip.
What we get here? Oh, we're gonna pour this.
Oh, you pour it while I talk about
the beer. I'm showing the camera right now.
Yeah, show it to camera. Right now.
What did we get? What is it called?
I'm talking about the beer we had over there.
What do we get now?
Let me see it. Russia. What is it? I can't see that far. The fucking.
You're blind.
I'm not blind. All right, so Russian River Damnation, Belgian inspired golden. L.
What is what's the percentage?
I can't even see that.
Open your eyes.
My eyes are open, asshole.
I'm not even that much of an asshole, by the way.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know how to open those.
You're mean. I can't see it. It's somewhere there, like 6%. Alright, so while we're over there, it's a tap room, but we were surprised that they had their own beer. So they brew three beers. We had Frosted Tips and Yak Rock 6.5. It was Rob. What do you think of your beer? Be honest.
I'm like trying to find what the fuck the percentage is, and I can't.
You're
find
drunk.
A little bit.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a little drunk. It's okay though. That's what we do. So the beer I had actually I really liked. It was a strong beer. It was an IPA. Was it like a West Coast or what was it? You texted to me. It was an IPA.
Okay.
It was good. I liked it. I was more of a fan than you were.
Well, you tried it. You're right. It was an IPA. The Blah Yak Rock IPA 6.5.
It was good shit.
Can
you pass me the cups? You're a
little. Oh my God. You're so needy.
I know, man. You know what, though? Pass me the other one.
Oh my God.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. You're so orgasmic.
So, what the fuck did you just say?
Don't worry about it. Just go with the flow.
Did you just say something about orgasm?
Just go with the flow.
Bro, I don't even know why you take it there.
Okay. So, this place has been around for 14 years. And I've been to this place before, but it's been years, like post-COVID, that last time I've been there. And it's still popping. It's a Friday night. I went around the block. And it turned out there was parking right in front of the place.
Right in front. It took like 20 minutes to find a parking spot.
Shut the fuck up.
And then we parked right in front of the door.
FYI, you have soft hands.
What the fuck?
Don't worry about it. So the bartender, Michael. Hey,
Michael.
It was busy. Thankfully, there was no one behind us for a couple seconds. So we were able to ask a couple questions. Thanks, dude. If you listen to the show.
Been open for 12 years. I remember that.
Yeah. What? 14.
14 years. 14. I was wrong.
So they brew their own beer in the back. I think the last time I went there, they didn't even make their own beer.
Really?
I think so. Because they never mentioned anything like that. But that was like maybe like 5 years ago, the last time I went.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it wasn't that long. And you have been there.
Have I?
Yes.
You took me?
We it's a bunch of our close friends did go there. Cheers.
Whatever this is, we're drinking.
All right. It's not bad.
You just said it's not bad?
It's not bad. Oh, Rob didn't like it. He didn't like it.
It's not my type of beer.
You made that face like you just tasted dirty dick.
I've never tasted dirty dick, no? First of all.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
See, that's one of those questions and comments that I sound dirty no matter what. Haven't tasted dick.
I don't judge.
Okay.
I don't judge.
This right here, though.
You do you.
Whatever, fool. This right here, it just reminds me of a Pilsner, dude. It doesn't remind you of a Pilsner. Is this a Pilsner?
No.
Belgian, where's that? Where's Pilsner's from? Is it Belgium?
It's Europe.
Google it.
What's
Google Pilsner? Where Pilsners are from. Is it? I swear it's a Pilsner.
What, it's a Belgian style golden ale.
Google where Pilsners are from. Mine is recording video.
Yeah.
I can't Google right now.
All
right,
hold on.
I should bring my tablet.
Yeah, you should. So you don't like it?
Is it what's where's Pilsner's from?
You think it's from where?
Belgium. Alright, hold on. What do you think?
Let's see. Oh, that's porn.
Dude. Get out of incognito.
Why are you in incognito right now?
All right. The origin of Pilsner beer can be traced back to the namesake ancient city of Pilsen, located in western half of Czech Republic and was formerly Czechoslovakia, and before that part of the kingdom Bohemia. Brewing in the region dates back to hundreds.
I failed social studies. Where the fuck is that?
It's in Europe.
Is it near where it's Belgium is?
Yeah, south of Belgium.
South of Belgium. Yeah, it's like more. So is it possible that this is a Pilsner?
No.
Are you serious?
It might be in the same family. You know, like, it's kind of like how people like see whiskey as whiskey, but when you get into whiskey, there's like a dozen categories of whiskey. So this is probably maybe like in the same family, but not there. Really?
I don't like it, man.
You don't like it?
It's just not my type of beer.
We all can't be men.
It's a good beer. I'm sure you like it, right?
I like it better than you, apparently.
So it's a good beer. It's just not my beer, man. I like the can. I like the bottle.
You like the graphics? The
graphics on it way more than I like the beer.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'm just saying. I thought it was cool. A little pop, you know, pop.
We all can't be men in this group.
Oh, yeah. Whatever, fool. Yeah. You know, I just didn't like it. Yeah,
whatever, it's, bro.
What do you rate it? Let's just jump into the rating right now.
I'm going to get one good sip of this shit.
I'm already... I said people guess what my rating is.
I give it a 3.
A 3?
A 3.
Right smack in the middle.
Yeah. It's good enough for me to enjoy right now, but I'll never fucking go on my way to get it again.
I guess just because I had the beer they had there and it was bitching, dude, I liked it. Mm-hmm. Like, that beer right there is like a solid 4. Mm-hmm. This is like a 2 for me, but just 2. Because it's not my type of beer.
So you're a 2-incher?
At least 2.5.
All right, cool. I like it.
It happens.
You know what? It's how you move it. I'm sorry. beer rating. Okay. Uh-huh. Sorry. All right, 2.
I got a 2.
All right.
2.5 at best. Mm-hmm. 2.
All right. So there you go. So
what we have there?
I already mentioned it.
I know. What did I have?
You already mentioned it. It was an IPA, the Yacht Rock.
And that one? Just because I feel guilty giving you a 2 right now, just for the record.
To be honest, that's not their beer.
Isn't there a beer?
No, that's not their beer. So it's kind of like, let me see where it's from.
Right. Where is this from?
It's not their beer. Their beer that so they didn't have a lot of beers to go. So this one's micro brewed in Samona County.
So I don't feel so bad no more. Yeah. The IPA I had there was bitchin'. So, that was theirs.
Yeah, I have Frosted Bits, which they describe as kind of a winter lager.
Uh huh.
It was all right. I'll give that one also a 3.
I would give mine a 4.
Yeah.
It was solid.
Yeah.
It was solid for what it was. But I might not be angry.
I mean, but that place over, the guy, Michael, said they had like 30 beers on tap.
Yeah.
So they got plenty of beer. So if you didn't like the beer you got, you know what? Go back and get another one.
And the place was nice. It was chill overall.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice place.
I would give that place probably like a good like 4.
I would give it a 4.
Yeah. It was clean. Yeah. It was busy. It was a Friday night. We walked up to the bar, still were able to find a seat, but the place was legitimately popping.
No, it was. I mean, that place, I think, because I told you I've gone there before. I don't think I've ever gone when it was, I think I've gone during the week and it was still popping. So that place is just always busy. So
it's a good place. We were sitting by the food, window.
Yeah, so they got pizza, they got like
all sorts of shit.
Beers on tap. So if you were looking for a good time, that's the place to be, because there's another bar next door. If you want a bar hop, there's one a block with like a half a block away. It's Normal Heights on Adams Avenue. It's you can't go wrong with that
service.
Five, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I give them a five, too. Yeah, they were on point.
Yeah.
They took the time to talk to us. They were passing by, asked them a question, and they stopped, asked her. Good place. Right. Good service.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I want to jump right into our full-blown year at this point.
2022.
We started in January.
Yeah.
It's been almost a year.
Yeah.
Every week we get together.
Yeah.
What does your wife think that we get together every week?
No, she don't care. I mean, she
gives it, gets rid of you for a couple hours.
Yeah, but it's like one of those things, kind of like where she doesn't mind it. She's cool with it. I mean, we spend money on this, but at the same time, we're going out anyways and drinking beer.
So we're not doing anything different, but we're putting a camera and microphones in front of us.
Yeah. So
are we gonna talk about how we started?
Yeah, no, I was about to go into that right now. So, like, this idea came. I've been wanting to do a podcast for years, and we did an episode where I mentioned past couple years I wanted to do a podcast just for the fuck of it. I've asked a bunch of people if they wanted to do it. No one said anything. No, they say yes, but they never put the effort into doing it. And then Rob
question.
Huh?
So when you asked other people,
yeah,
and you were gonna cheat on me, did you? What were your ideas? Like, what were you? Like, what was your dream podcast while you were thinking about this before we sat down and put this together?
There were so many things that came to mind.
What was it?
A lot of the guys were sports guys.
Uh-huh.
So like a sports podcast.
About what exactly?
Sports in general.
What theme? Like, sports is a theme, but like, were you guys just going to do like football?
No.
Or you guys do all sports? All
sports. Because if you follow sports,
uh-huh,
you would know their seasons.
Seasons.
So like football season is like right now, and then baseball season is usually in the spring and summer.
For starters, yeah. I don't appreciate you putting me out on blast like this.
You're not a sports guy.
So?
Plain I like simple. Beer? You do like beer.
Like beer?
And that's why we have a beer podcast.
Whatever. Have a beer podcast, people. Yay! Yeah.
So like shit like that, but like, I mean, you know, like fucking flakers. This world's full of flakers.
I'm a flaker.
Are you though? No, yeah. Now it comes to this podcast. So, like, Rob was here one random night. We were just drinking beer, and I just
like a normal Saturday.
Yeah. So I just blurted this out, like, "Oh man, we want to do a podcast." And fucking Rob was like, "Let's do it.
Let's do it now."
And then, like a month later, we fucking have mics in front of our face.
It was sooner than that.
Was it? Oh, well,
it took like 2 weeks to get the mics.
Yeah, it took 2 weeks, and then when our two first recording sessions were shit,
crap. And we should put those out on our Patreon.
Maybe.
You still have them, right?
I still have them.
You should put it on a Patreon.
Yeah.
People, join our Patreon. Support Beer Belly Society.
We have a picture of Robert's ass on Patreon.
Are we trying to bring people to it or scare them away?
Well, at the same time, you're a whore.
Wait a minute. I know some of the people that actually are on our Patreon.
Yeah.
And they just saw my ass.
They did.
That's not a good image.
Well, it's too late now.
Damn, it took me like 2 seconds to approve that picture.
No, oh, I know.
And now I'm regretting it.
There's a story behind that. It was mentioned on the podcast where, like, Rob, good job friend said Rob had a carpet ass. And Rob just mooned us while we're in Vegas, and I just managed to take a pic.
Whatever, dude. Yeah. I don't know why the fuck your phone is always on camera. Always.
Yeah. So that was fun. So we're like, okay, so like, we went into the first episode not knowing what the fuck we were doing. And you know, to this day, we know a lot more, but at the same time, we still wing it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How long did it take you to realize we were doing beer reviews?
What do you mean?
It took me like 6 months to realize that we were doing beer reviews.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
wanted a drink and we were talking about it.
At the same time, I mean, like... Well, that's true. But at the same time, it's like kind of like we just enjoyed beer so much that like off camera, off, you know, where we're not recording, we'll fucking drink beer. We're like, damn, we didn't like this beer. Oh, this beer was fucking good. I mean, like we just eventually naturally came into it that way.
What are the positive things that's happened this year?
Oh, my God.
In your eyes, beer belly, society related.
Okay. Well, obviously we're not fucking popular. Obviously we like.
What are you talking about, fool?
We're not fucking. Okay. Do you walk around and let people like, oh my God, it's Ralph from Beer Belly Society? Let me tell you
something. On my personal Instagram and personal Facebook, I don't have as many followers.
Well, no shit.
So I'm popular as fuck. Oh,
okay. Whatever. So look, the positive, I feel like this is, it's taking me out of my comfort zone.
Absolutely.
So it's taking me out of my comfort zone because normally I'm a fucking grumpy, self like reserved kind of fuck. But this shit is taking me out of my comfort zone. It's most people out there, even though it's a podcast, and podcast doesn't make you somebody. Podcast doesn't, you know, it's not a big step because it's pretty easy to do. The hardest part.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
No, you know, a lot of people do it. But the hardest part about doing this shit is not starting a podcast. It's being consistent.
I know, and we're consistent.
We've been doing this over a year, so we're past that bracket, and we're gonna continue this into 2023.
You remember that when we started, we said we're gonna do this for like 90 days.
Yeah, and then 6 months, and then it turned into a year.
Yeah, and now we're talking about doing a. The next year.
Yeah. So the best part about this. What was your question again?
Michael. I was just saying how you like it. What you learn.
It's like I said. I learned a lot more about beer. We met a people in the industry that were pretty cool and informational. It's kind of like you opened my eyes more in the industry and this how cool people are in the industry, and at the same time, it's like it's almost borderline cutthroat.
It is. Yeah. I hear some stories.
Yeah, and there's
we hear some stories,
and there's people that we've come across, mostly Rob, but there's people that we've come across. I'm like, damn, this shit got dark real quick. And we won't say anything because I mean we won't put people on blast, but
I just ask all the questions. I don't give a fuck.
And some shit that you hear, and especially in San Diego, is kind of like this. As much as people go out there and enjoy beer, but behind the scene, this is cutthroat.
Is it illegal if I put a microphone, like a little recorder, and just record our conversations?
You gotta ask for consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be bitching.
It'd be cool.
Some of the shit we talk about out and about that we don't even bring up on the show because, like you said, we're not trying to put anybody on blast, but we've learned some shit. We've heard some shit.
Yeah. And then if people ever want to come on the show, just if that's in the industry and just want to fucking tell your shit, then you know what? You're more than welcome to.
We'd love to come out and do other podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, talk about experiences that we have, what we do,
I know,
what they do.
I know people have extended invitations already. It's just the fact that it's the scheduling because we both have full-time jobs and we have life outside of work. It's kind of like
I got like a full-time job plus.
Yeah, so you know what though, like we made it a point for 2023 to make more of an initiative to fucking this get that shit out of the way. Let's get people on, let's for us to get on people's podcasts or whatever. We want to do that shit. So 2023, I feel like as much as we did in 2022, 2023, we're going to triple the workload. So I feel like it's going to be fun, though, because a lot of fun ideas that we're going to do, like traveling.
A barbecue.
Barbecue. So it's going to be fun.
Cooking session.
So
we've been promising the cooking session forever.
Yeah, so we're working on that right now with a group of friends. So it's cool. I mean, like, I feel like 2022, it's been a lot of up and downs. I'm more of a negative, negative nanny or negative Nancy.
But me,
yeah,
I'm an optimist to the motherfucking fullest.
So it's like a yin yang kind of thing. So like Rob's super optimistic about shit. I'm like, okay.
I've had like,
I'm like, what
like 20 businesses in my lifetime. If I wasn't an optimist, I would have came up a long time.
What's that
ago.
Donkey from like, Winnie the Pooh?
The donkey from Winnie the Pooh. Oh, fuck. I don't remember. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So Eeyore?
Yeah, maybe.
Eeyore.
Yeah.
Eeyore.
You hate Pooh. That's me. Well, if you get me drinking, I'm the happiest fuck in the room. But normally, I'm like a negative Nancy. So it's like kind of like as much as I want this shit to be different, but I'm not disappointed. But at the same time, I'm never fucking happy. It's kind of like, you know, people tell me to shut the fuck up. And then I got Rob here. Like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, motherfucker, come on with this. Whatever. But I think it's a... It's kind of one of those things, like when Rob gets too excited, I pull him back a little bit, but then Rob pushes me a little bit to do, make that little, to take that little extra strap.
And then we get drunk.
Yeah, we get drunk too. So it's kind of like tonight, I can't believe I'm as drunk as I am.
You know what? I was drinking more than you.
Yeah. Well,
I was.
You know what? I don't drink as much in beer.
Well,
the past couple of weeks, if people don't know, it's been Christmas, and my kitchen remodeled. I'm not drinking as much beer because I've been so fucking busy.
So what you're saying is you're putting out?
I can tuck it in.
Wonderful.
There was a conversation at work where, like, do you ever tuck it in?
Yeah. Oh, that's a combo between you and your coworkers.
Yeah.
Apparently, and human resources.
Apparently, he tucked it in.
Shit. Moving on.
Yeah.
Tucking in could be talked about another
day. He don't listen to the show.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. We won't say nothing.
Yeah.
We won't say his name.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Subscribe to our Patreon. I'll say his name.
What else happened this year?
Okay. So, like, I don't
know. We had our biggest fan.
We had a Boomer. We've had a couple guests.
Boomer listens to every episode. Does he still listen?
He does. Hey, Boomer gets a shirt.
Shout out to Boomer.
Yeah.
Boomer, I'm working on our first shirt, and I need to know your shirt size. So go ahead and message us. Let us know what your shirt size is, and I'll make sure a shirt gets to you.
Yeah. And, we've had a bunch of guests.
What's the shirt say?
What's
the shirt say, Angel?
Tickles ain't no bitch.
Damn, we got Angel's catchphrase.
I'm a trademark that shit.
Trademark it. Tickles ain't no bitch.
But fucking, yeah. So, like, that's another thing that's coming in 2023, merch.
Can you guys tell us if you like Tickles Ain't No Bitch on the shirt?
That's it.
Because it's coming, so I hope you like it.
It's coming soon, all right? So within the next couple of weeks, we'll have that up on our...
Couple of weeks, fool, like next week or
next
two.
Next week, we'll be on IG.
Like a week and a half is be, hopefully.
Yeah, so a lot of shit's happening in 2023, so hopefully, like, you guys like it, and we'll fucking expand a little bit.
We want to get some sweaters going, some beanies.
Jerseys? Did someone say jerseys?
Can we get a fanny pack? I haven't even told you about a fanny pack. I want a fanny pack, bro.
Fanny packs
are coming back.
And I want you to model it.
I will. I'll rock it even across the chest. Fanny pack.
Just a fanny pack.
Just a fanny pack. Yeah. You know what? We'll vote on it. If the people want to see just a fanny pack, they get just a fanny pack, okay?
Hey. Don't say that, because I'll put a poll up. And then you know what? I still got to dye my hair.
Let's do it, bro. Yeah. You got to dye your hair because you've made a poll and you haven't done it yet.
Well, we got to come up with a day for that.
Before the end of the year.
Nah.
Yes.
Why is that shit?
Because you did it this year. You made a poll this year. You haven't done it.
It's New Year's Eve tomorrow.
Dye your hair.
I gotta do that shit the day before I go to a fucking brewery to see if
I can record it. Dye your hair now and just record it.
Why?
Why not?
Because my sisters and niece have to do it.
The year is gonna end.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
And 2023 is gonna be like a new angel.
You can't have a 2022 poll going to 2023.
Yeah, I can.
You have to dye your hair tomorrow.
No.
It's gonna happen.
No.
I'll buy you a hair dye.
I got shit to do tomorrow. I got to work.
I will dye your hair.
No, I don't trust you. You're dumbass for being like purple fucking color and shit.
So?
No, I got to work.
You don't know my life.
I do know your life.
Whatever.
Somebody's getting late tonight.
I'm trying, but you're taking too long.
Oh, fuck you. So what about you? So what do you think? 2022.
I think it was good. It was fun. It was interesting. I never would have done anything like this if you hadn't brought it up. Although I had thought about it, but I needed like a road dog that wanted to do this. And then beer was such a natural choice. Why not? I love beer. I just want an excuse, but I hate drinking by myself. For the record, it really bothers me to drink by myself. It makes me feel like an alcoholic. So I always make Angel drink with me.
When you got here, we did a fucking a thing for TikTok and IG, and Rob was drinking by himself for like 5 minutes. I'm like, why aren't you drinking?
It makes me feel awkward. Like, I don't like it. I call myself a social drinker for a reason.
That's so weak, though. Like, me, like, I've gone to bars by myself. I've drank by myself.
I can't do it, dude.
I come home and fucking just sit down and just drink by myself. That's like, to me, like, I drink. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy company of good friends and everything when I drink. But at the same time, like, I drink just to fucking relax. I drink to get the nerves off. I mean, because, like, you know, if you go to work every fucking day, there's some days when you have a bad fucking day, you just want to fucking relax. So, me, I don't have any kids or anything like that. So, I come home to, like, my dogs and, you know, just sit down, just have a couple beers. And just fucking relax. I don't need to have anyone. I used to go to bars just to fucking relax, too. Like,
I can't do it.
Oh,
I've gone to bars by myself. Maybe I could probably count it on both hands.
No, see that my whole life. I don't mind that shit, man. Like, it to me, it's like you don't need to talk to anyone to fucking relax. You don't need to talk to the bartender or fucking anyone there. I used to go just fucking just chill.
Nope, can't do it. Oh. It makes me feel like a drunko. Oh, so, man. The show, my version of events was this fool brought it up. I swear, like a week later, we had a microphone set. Probably these two.
No, we had other ones.
We had other ones? Yeah. We upgraded.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to upgrade to the next level. Woo! We be doing it.
We don't personally have the mics, but they're coming.
Yes. So he like hits me up, says, let's do this. I say, let's buy them. I don't know who bought them. We probably split it. We bought stuff, did this, it showed up. The day it showed up, I went to the liquor store and brought a six-pack or a four-pack. Four-pack.
Yeah, I think it was North Park
Beer. I think it was two.
North Park, two, didn't it? North Park Beer Company, and I think the other one was from McKellar's.
And then so we did a show, like our first try. It sounded like shit. We did it in your living room.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was crap. And then we're like, okay, this one's not going to make it. Then we did another show, like, how many days later?
I think it was like a week later.
Was it?
Yeah.
So we show up. We do it again in your living room.
Yeah.
Because we're still ignorant. So we tried it in your living room. We hated it. And then we went to, we designated a room.
And then we
this
got,
room.
Yeah, we got like ta-da! A spare room in the house that we converted into a little studio and got better equipment. Now we're here.
Yep. And a year later, we're still going. I'm still very motivated. And for the record, we're going to end up in 2023, and we're going to hopefully make it a whole other year. With your support, Patreon, I keep throwing that out there, with your support, so we can afford some better mics, some better equipment, and do better shows for you guys.
Well, we got mics coming right now, and you know what? This, like, we have ideas. You know, a little, if you guys have feedback, if you guys have any, I mean, whatever. I mean, like, we appreciate any kind of feedback, so... I know a couple of people have already gave us some shit, and that's cool. And we just hopefully want to just get better at it with better equipment. We want to fucking provide some merch for you guys, some entertainment, a laugh or two. Maybe you'll find a new beer listening to us. I mean, like, it's a win-win.
All sorts of good stuff.
It's a win-win for all of us.
Absolutely. Well, I think coming up this year is going to be a good year. You guys... shoot any ideas you guys have. We'd love to indulge them. We can do any kind. Recommend some TikToks. Recommend some beers. Recommend anything you want. Recommend some cities. We want to start traveling. Definitely.
Yeah, we did Denver. We plan to hit some cities nearby. But you know what? You never know. We might go on a flight somewhere and just hit somewhere random.
I'd like to go to New York.
Oh, fuck that.
Let's go. I've never been.
Fuck that.
Have you been?
No, but no.
Let's go.
Too many fucking people.
Beer Belly Society does New York. Oh, that has a good ring.
But you know what, though? You never hear New York City when it comes to like breweries.
It's all right. We're going to find one or two.
Nah, you always hear like Portland, Austin.
Beer Belly Society does Portland.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
There's a dance instructor that lives in Portland that I would love to go take like a class or two. Oh. So I would go to Portland.
All right. So I guess we might go to Portland soon.
Yeah, I would. Definitely. Right. Kisoba.
Oh.
For those that don't know, Google it. Get to know it. I love it. Dance with me. Sexual. It's not sexual. It's very sensual.
Oh, sensual.
Okay, but you can dance with somebody with your grandma. Okay? You don't have to make it sensual. All right. So, on another note, build better SoCal. Anything to say about Build Better SoCal?
Hey, it's in the name.
It's in the name. So if you're in San Diego, especially San Diego, please, please, please reach out. We can attach my phone number to stuff.
Yeah.
I'll attach my phone number. Please don't spam me with crazy stuff. But if you have a brewery, a restaurant, hell, you just want to paint your house, give me a call. Build Better SoCal.
On that note, goodbye 2022. Hello, 2023.
Uh-huh.
And thank you all for supporting us. More things to come. And
thank you for joining us, society.
Bye.
That felt a little more natural, you know? I flipped you off. Yeah. You talk shit. Oh, I talk
shit. Where the fuck is my Red Bull?
You drank it.
No, I didn't finish it.
I drank mine.
You know what? Be a good lad and fetch my Red Bull.
I feel like I'm really fat. I should have kept up on my diets.
A lot of shit happened, though.
Yeah. Beer Belly Society. I sound sexy all the time. I don't even have my headphones on, and I don't even want them on because I sound retarded. Well, maybe not retarded. Retarded is really mean. But I sound bad.
There you go.
How do I sound?
Better.
Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends... Why am I closing my eyes like the light's blinding me?
No idea.
Fine. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Can you turn your phone off?
No.
I have no notes.
Let me see here. What did you have over there?
I don't know. Oh, it was a strong beer. Beer Belly Society, a show... Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
Welcome to the society.
Yay.
Yay. So, where we go?
Well,
I don't even know where we went.
Let's start over.
Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel. Thank you for that.
Welcome to the society.
I left it by the microwave.
We're not starting over.
No, we're not. You do that, and I'll talk about where we went.
The lies. We're going to start over.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
The lies.
No. So
I have video control. You have audio control.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
How's that? I feel like I have the advantage for that. Whatever. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we visited Blind Lady L House in Normal Heights, San Diego. It's a tap room. We put up a survey not too long ago, about a few weeks ago, asking our pals. Wait,
do I look fat? Because I spent like 20 minutes trying to not look fat right now.
Yeah, you look fat.
Whatever. I'm starting over again.
Oh, whatever. Go ahead.